From Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, best-selling author, visionary, and speaker, Kimber Campbell.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guests, Lorenzo Grassi and Jasmine Tommaso. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am in my happy place. Not only am I in this beautiful studio here at Studio NoHo with some of my favorite, well, some of my most favorite people, of course, Mark and Dorothy and Brent here in the studio, and we've got Doug at BBS Radio, but I feel like I have my new best friends in the studio today with our guest Kimber and with our musical guests Lorenzo and Jasmine. And we have a person who may actually be related to me, who's here from France just for a couple of days working on a movie. And he is Dimitri Lemoine. And he, his mother and I share the same last name. So they're from France, for all we know. He's my long-lost cousin. So I think that's really exciting. So welcome to Dimitri. And welcome to everybody here. And, you know, it's interesting because we're calling the show Getting Naked. And what better thing to do than to get naked in front of people who know you.
or not.
And actually, maybe yes. Maybe getting naked in front of people that know you is maybe the hardest thing to do. We'll talk about what we mean by that as we go. And I'll start by saying this. I'll start by saying, for the longest time, as a child, I wanted to be heard. We were joking about that earlier, but I wanted to be heard. I wanted to be seen. And it was something, maybe because I was the middle child, maybe because I was so different from the rest of my family that I felt nobody was seeing me or hearing me. Maybe because my ideas were the kind of ideas that my family didn't appreciate. So they would just, you know, fall like lead balloons to the floor and nobody would get my humor. I was like this Mr. Shadow walking around or a ghost. And so maybe that was what sparked me to want to become famous, be seen by other people. Maybe that helped develop some of my humor or some of my, spur me on to develop my singing talent or whatever it was. So I've gotten on stages and I've sung all over and I've done different things and speaking and this and that. Now we're on the show. And I don't have that need. I think it'd be wonderful to be recognized, and it is wonderful to be recognized for doing certain things and be appreciated. I love the applause, and it's all wonderful and nice. But I have it in perspective. I really do. And last night was a really great example. Because of my hair mainly, I think, many times people ask me if I'm Kenny G. And I get that a lot, actually. And I'll say no, and sometimes they believe me, sometimes they don't. And sometimes people recognize me for who I am. They'll say, oh, you're the singer or you're the radio host. And so that's nice, too. Last night, I was enjoying a friend of mine, Alfio, who was performing in town. And we tried to get him on the show, but his schedule was so tight. He's already back in New York. I was enjoying his show. And the waiter at the show came by and said, I would love to have a picture in the middle of the show. I would love to have a picture with you as soon as the show's over. Thinking, you know, he probably thought I would leave as soon as it was over or something.
You pulled out your saxophone.
And I thought, I don't think he knows who I am. But Alfio from the stage kept saying, Filippo, Filippo. And then at one point even came down the stage and handed me the microphone and had me sing in the middle of his song.
Wow.
And so, you know, I thought maybe that got the waiter excited. I'm not really sure. So anyway, but I kind of felt like whatever it is, of course he could have a picture. Well, all of a sudden, as soon as the show was over, all these waiters came over and waitresses, and they all wanted pictures with me. And I thought, okay, this isn't Filippo. This is not. And I didn't want to blow it for them, but it came natural when one of them shook their hand and was like, it's so nice to meet you. And I said, it's nice to meet you too. Hi, I'm Filippo. And
code name. Everybody has
no,
a
I wasn't going to lie and say, hi, I'm, what's his name? Kenny G. So I said, and he's like, Filippo. Like, really? And I'm like, yeah, really. And this look came over him. And then all of a sudden the people like in line looking like, and they still wanted the picture because it was, and they were showing each other, is it him? Is it? And as I walked away, it was a funny moment. It was great. And in no way did I think about, oh, they didn't recognize me as Filippo. In no way was I like upset that they recognized me as Kenny G. And I thought, well, that's actually a cool way to be, that I was not recognized for me at all, even though, hello, I'm Filippo. And I actually had a lot of fun with it. And I would have wanted to make them happy to say yes, but I wouldn't have done that. So in a sense, that's kind of what today's show is about, is really being yourself and really being happy with who you are and comfortable with who you are and not pretending to be anybody else and not trying to be anybody else and kind of removing the layers of what you think you're supposed to be or what you think others want you to be. And we're going to talk about that in a really special way with our guest, Kimber Cabell. Getting naked with Kimber Cabell. All that right after this when we come back.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Kenny G, and we are... No, just kidding.
Well, you know what? Just because I know it'll make you feel good, I need to tell a story that we have a friend that actually asked Kenny G if he were you one day a few weeks back. So, so Kenny G is probably telling somebody else the story of, you know, when he was recognized as Filippo somewhere.
You know, that's funny, actually. And it actually, that's interesting. Right, that story. Because when people have asked me in the past, are you Kenny G? And I would say, and they'd say, I bet you get that a lot. And I'd say, I do. And then they'd say, does it make you upset? And I'd say, no, it doesn't. But I understand it makes Kenny upset when they ask him if he's Filippo. And it was a joke that I would, you know, that I would say that. But he didn't get upset, right?
I wasn't there.
You weren't there. So.
I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt he was upset. So
today's about getting naked. I mean.
Well, I love the topic. But also, I was thinking about that you know, when you're in acting as a kid, and they say, you know, pretend that the audience is naked.
Oh,
right, is one thing that you hear when you're young, and the thought came to me, you know, we would have such an easier life if everyone were naked from the beginning.
Mm.
And I mean, we are all naked from the beginning. But I mean, if we were truly emotionally naked from that point forward, rather than masking ourselves and trying to be someone that our parents wanted or our friends wanted us to be or society says we should be or all these other things. So I have a feeling Kimber has a lot to say on all of this. So.
Oh, yeah. And she has a lot to take off, too.
Too many layers.
This is exciting. We have Kimber Cabell in the studio, and she is a best-selling author, a visionary, a speaker, and actually so much more. And she really inspired this conversation in a conversation that we had, and it came down to this. So first of all, welcome, Kimber, to the show.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
You look real comfy.
You are.
I am
the most comfortable guest.
I took my shoes. pissed off. I layered up, but yes. And I know it's radio, but I thought today would be the best day to try and learn how to put eye makeup on. It didn't go well, and I'm glad that we're not actually taking a photo right now. But I want you to know I tried.
Oh, you look fine. You look great.
I feel good about myself. It was my first try, and it actually comes with this little thing to show you how to do it. Only you can't tell what the inside of the eye or the outside of the eye is, so I did it backwards.
Wait, you've never put on eye makeup?
I throw something on, and then I do this. But I was actually following a script, like, no, if you want this smoky eye, you got to do this this way. And it's, like, so technical. Only I had it backwards, so... Oops. The things that were supposed to be here or there. It's just, you can't understand this, but visualize this, ladies. If you've ever put your makeup on backward trying to follow a script on how to get the smoky eye, I got to tell you, you don't do it before you go for an interview. It's a little stressful.
Actually, it's perfect for today because, first of all, you wouldn't have needed to wear it. And fact that it's backwards, I mean.
I just wanted to try an adventure. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to get to meet new people. And I really like Filippo. That means he hangs out with the coolest people. And I just want to show up wearing my best
eye
makeup.
It's perfect.
So, yay!
Matches the sash. And
yeah.
It's all perfect.
Yeah. Thanks. Instead of smoky, she's got fiery eyes.
I got fiery eyes.
Well, I'm lucky that way in that I do get to hang around cool people. And now I get to say I can hang around with you.
Yes.
So often. How much of the conversation do we want to share? I'm actually comfortable with whatever.
I think we share whatever. I don't know how we got there. We were starting at one place, and then suddenly you did a bridge, and I said, "Is that your best segue?" And then we cut across, and then even though it was a phone conversation, I felt like we were traversing across five lanes on the freeway and stopped everybody and went to the other direction. That's
okay.
Kind of how it works with us.
Well,
I took a spiritual ride.
Actually, we met on her boat.
Yeah, that's true.
And she doesn't know me from Adam when I walk in, right? And she says to me, okay.
Are you Kenny G?
You can.
No, she didn't say that.
She said, okay, I'm going to say this. She said, okay, you could. I don't care what you do in that room. You could have sex in that room. But just leave this room alone. This is where I sleep. So I know nothing.
Well, there was a big party. It wasn't just you. And I actually had my dogs that day, and I didn't want to go on the party boat. So I wanted to chill with a book with my two dogs. So all these people are on the boat, and most of them I don't know. And things happen on a sailboat when you get out to sea. It's a 40-footer. It's not a baby little tiny thing. So I just reminded everybody the aft cabin, that's mine.
Off limits.
Yeah, you can put your jacket there, but I don't want no sex there. Nothing happening there. No feeling anyone up. I don't want to come in and feel a very different vibe and have to sage this place, okay?
And I like that you know that the vibe, it would change the vibe.
I would feel that vibe on land while you were out. I would have known.
Wow.
It would have
still be rocking.
Yeah, I'm kind of like my dogs. We have this sixth, we can channel out a long way.
I love that you said that. And yeah. I told you, you're going to love my book that's coming out, The Little Dog That Could.
So excited.
And I know.
Pause up.
It's coming. But today's not about
me.
Okay,
I know. I keep going there with
today's
you.
About you.
Say enough about me.
And so we look at what Kimber does. Kimber does a lot. She's worked with a lot of people. She's helped people with their businesses. She's helped people get inspired. She's motivated them. She's guest spoken. And the topics that she talks on were so vast. It's like, really, Kimber, how do we narrow this down? And what we really got to, she said, my goal is, do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's my purpose.
So what is it?
My purpose is to, before I die, to be fully naked. Like to be fully naked. So I started that way. Then I took on a lot of things, and I've had this amazing journey. As I was talking with someone earlier, I have messed so many things up in a good way, and then I've helped so many people in a good way. Anything you can think of, you know, beat myself up for things that are just really silly. And continuing on that path, I was like, you know, if I could just shed all this stuff, all this baggage I didn't need anyway, and I guess that is the simple life, right? You have the 5,000 square foot house and you decide, I want a sailboat and I like my bungalow. I want it simplified. So yeah, get naked. And I used to think, and I'd written on this in my new book coming out called Get Naked. Thanks for the title, because it was about living a vibrant life. But I was like, what is a vibrant life? Well, that sounds kind of, I don't get that. And I don't like truth, authenticity, all that stuff, right? Like, what does that even mean?
Right.
I have been working on this for years, and I think I'm intelligent, and it's still.
Yes.
I'm not going to F word. Messes with me. So I thought, you know, it's getting just get naked. If you just transfer vibrant into, I had this conversation with someone about coming here yesterday. He's like, well, what are you going to talk about? I'm like, well, look, it's kind of like this. I think he said, I need a life. I said, I think eBay has got a 2-for-1 special right now. So if you don't like the life you're living, you can go there and they will give you another one free. Right. So it's the same thing with getting naked. If all the stuff one's going through, and I can just speak for myself, if all the stuff that's happening, if it's not sexy for me, if it's not really motivating, if it's not on purpose, then I can just shed that off and get naked and get back on purpose, because I'm my guru. That's the coolest thing about getting naked. I don't need a guru. I don't need one. No. Yes. That's why I thought it was special. I did it. It won't be happening again, I can promise you.
Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, because this is exciting. And that's exactly. And thanks to you introducing us to Lorenzo Grassi and Jasmine Tommaso, we're going to have some great jazz music. I think this is the first time we've actually had proper jazz in the studio. So this is really exciting. So I'm looking forward to all of it. I hope you are too. All on the Life Changes show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down, I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo. I'm sitting here with Mark and our guest, Kimber Cabell. And it's interesting, just yesterday, and I saw it today, my mom posted on Facebook in Italian, Nasciamo senza portare nulla, moriamo senza portare via nulla, ed in mezzo litighiamo per possedere qualcosa. She didn't write it. Somebody else did. And the translation is, we are born without anything. We die without being able to take anything. But in between, we fight to possess something. Mm. And I think that aligns with the getting naked part.
Mm-hmm. That was very deep. That's really sweet.
So we're born naked, we die naked, and we don't have anything when we're born. When we die, and in the middle, we're like, oh, we're supposed to have this, and I have this and you don't, or you should get this.
Well, but I have a question.
Well, no, I mean, no, it doesn't work that way here.
Well, I like to inquire in things. You know how you said you were talking about your childhood, and I thought, wow, well, my childhood, where I went with mine, since I obviously was so different, is I stuttered. So it was just like, why bother? I'm just going to observe. And I spent a good amount of my life doing that, which really served me later, because that's where comedy comes from. You're observing, you know, like you're watching what's happening. You're like, does anybody else? Do you have a clause about that? So right. I wonder, like, the possessing part, because there's so many things about how you have to cover yourself up. I think this is how we got on this topic, because I was talking about social media.
Oh, right. Social media.
And I said, wow, you know, it's like if you get on social, everybody's showing, like, they do 25 selfies to show the right one so that they've got that best face. And then they're, you know, here's the best thing that's happening. And I'm not saying that's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. But when that's all that's out there, heaven help you if one day you're depressed or, like me, postmenopause, you're having that moment. And you get on there and, like, everybody seems to be having the perfect life. And you're like, immediately my mind goes, what the hell is wrong with me? Mm. So that possessing, I think, is a mistranslation, because I think what I see from that for me is that middle part for me was about, oh, if I possess these things, which I did a lot of, that would solve it. And especially having outer gurus instead of inner one. And then it just came a moment when I went, whoa. Mm. It's probably when I gained a lot of weight and I looked in the mirror and my arms had arms. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's really shocking. You need to trim up and get healthy. So the same thing for me spiritually was like, wait, it's not about all of that. If you want to possess something, how can you possess yourself? Mm. Where have I given myself away to that I can bring it back to me? And that's why when you said, who are you, you know, that question, I thought, well, when everything out there is a possession, you really can't even begin to answer that question. Like 50 exactly. times maybe later.
Exactly.
But in the beginning, it's like, well, who I am is, you know, this or this. So yeah. That possession in the middle is what gets to the finer part in the nakedness, I think.
I love it. And actually, I'm thinking as you're sharing this, first of all, my mind went to exactly what you said. You said something about, you said that, but you said about your, you know, there's the woman, your friend who, you're laughing because I think you know where I'm going. Uh-huh. The friend who, hi, I'm on the most fabulous yacht in the middle of, do you remember how you said it?
Well, I do talk about this. It's like, you know, I wake up early in the morning, it's 4 a.m., and I'm like, oh, I'll check in. And it's like, you know, one of my friends is like, oh, well, I just trekked the Himalayas. And then, you know, later in the day, well, we took a yacht over, met all these hot Italian men and had wild sex all day. And then the next moment is like, okay, we flew back to New York and then we just had, you know, brunch with the Trumps. But now I'm off to Everest and then I'll be back home to whip up dinner and have wild sex with my husband. And my kids are perfect, by the way. They're all A students. I'm like, oh my God, that is hysterical.
And you said, doesn't this woman ever?
Does she ever have her period? Really?
Okay, but no, but seriously.
But it's true.
But is she going to post that?
No. And I don't know that anybody cares about that, but all kidding aside, I'd written something, and then I hadn't posted that part on LinkedIn, but it's an article. And then someone wrote something pretty similar, and he said, you know, here's my day. It's not that I don't have really great days, but, you know, today money's tight because I'm an entrepreneur, so for 2 hours a day, I became childcare. And then, you know, he's working, his son, like he goes through these little descriptions. And my heart cracked open so wide because it was just, wow, this is a real day and somebody being authentic about that, you know, being naked about it, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm not saying that people shouldn't do that on Facebook because I just, it's hugely entertaining for me. And I also say, though, that's really heart opening when someone actually says, wow, okay, you know what? This is happening. And this is a normal moment for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I like normal moments.
We've been brought up to be rewarded and are conditioned to do just the opposite. So this Facebook behavior is actually normal behavior. I was thinking about it the other day because I saw a friend of mine who's so beautiful without makeup, in makeup. And I realized it actually triggered me. And I've always kind of had a problem. I mean, everybody gets the opportunity and it's fun to dress up and we should all be kids. And, you know, there's that element. So I'm not, you know, discrediting that part. But the need to not be themselves until they put this mask on every day. And, and or whether it's the shoes or the whatever, you know, for guys and girls. That's what Facebook is, right?
Because I noticed myself doing it. And so it's not about that. I was like, wow, I can really relate to this. And anytime I have a hot button on something, I know, oh, okay, checking in. Can you relate to that? And so for my 55th birthday, I got out of bed, did this, because that's always good. Didn't, you know, comb the hair, no makeup. And I took a photo and I'm like, oh, throw that up as your face shot. And I thought, wow, that's right on. Right
authentic.
On.
Good for you.
Power shot. Wow. Yes, good for you. I'd like to point out that this is a
That's a naked selfie, by the way, right?
Oh my gosh, I did a naked selfie. You should have seen the comments on Facebook of our Get Naked. Wow, I deleted a lot of comments.
Did you?
Out. Yeah, apparently they took it somewhere.
Well, see, okay, so we're obviously you just said that. So that moment really happened, and you just said that people took it somewhere, that you posted that picture, people took it somewhere, that you took comments down, and that's very real. And what I, because Mark mentioned a lot of beautiful women that he knows, and I know a lot of, especially women, and I mean beautiful. I don't mean beautiful just in, you know, in their face or body. I mean they're just beautiful women. They exude beauty and in kindness and all that stuff, and yet they struggle with so much of whether I'm perfect enough, whether I look good enough, and whether I'm making enough money or I'm the best mom or whatever it is. And so here's someone who, you've been very successful. You've had already an amazing life, and you hang out with, you know, people that people read about in the papers and all that stuff, and you as well, and people follow you. You have followers and all that, and here you are sharing about those days, and here you are sharing about what goes on inside sometimes, and I think that should, and here you were sharing the top of the show. I put on my makeup wrong, and I think that should kind of go right to the heart.
I think it's the new right.
You did it right.
Well,
yes.
I think it's the new right because it's the way I did it. Yeah.
There you go.
So who says it has to go that way?
There you go. Exactly, and that's the point. Is that there should be like this big sigh of relief, going, oh. Maybe I'm perfect just the way I am. And let's start there.
Yeah. Yeah. And just uncovering, I don't know, all I have is a yeah on that because it was a death.
Just a big yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big yeah. If you could see me, my arms go up a lot because this show should be called The Italians Come Together because everyone here is Italian. My arms are up. Yeah. Okay, this is live though, so we should segue.
Yeah.
Your segue? Where's your bridge?
No, I'm kind of just I'm leaving it out there for you.
Improving my way into nakedness? Was that my bridge? What? Give me a tea up.
We actually are gonna take a break. This is perfect time for a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we have one more segment together. It's gone by so fast. It's just.
It does. We did this for like an hour. You know, I've only met him a few times, but the moment I met him, we were laughing so hard. The moment I met him in front of all these people.
That's true.
Thought I was going to pee my pants. I was like, I've got to stop. I want to be, you know, present for everyone. But then he just kept going.
What do you mean, we were laughing.
Okay, it was me.
That's so not like me.
I know.
That must have been Kenny G.
You're going to have to
control it.
Brent wouldn't be too happy about that.
It's Kenny. Hope he's listening.
Yeah, you were really funny that day. And it was like there was nobody else there. And that's a beautiful moment. That it really is a beautiful moment. But thankfully, today, there are all these beautiful people here.
Share the beauty.
And in a little bit, we're going to have Lorenzo and Jasmine join us in the studio with some beautiful music that they've written. And we're going to continue. When we come back, we'll continue on this because we want to know what you're doing now besides your latest book and all that stuff, okay.
That was the bridge, by the way.
We come back, she's making these symbols. And
you can't see me. I'm not doing that.
Right after this.
Sounds like.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
I'll text you when I get there.
We're back online, by the way.
Well, it's he'll love this.
It's a good thing you didn't say the other part. We're back online with on air with Mark Legere and I and our guest Kimber Cabal. As you can see, this is who you put out there. This is what people are following. I think more and more these days, and we talked about this too, and we won't go into this just yet another time, but more and more people are looking for authenticity. There used to be a time when, oh yeah, the leader here, and oh yeah, oh he's, you know, he's rich, so we got to follow him because he knows, and we're looking for somebody that we can relate to.
Well, a couple of things on that. One is I've always known my purpose was authenticity. Easy for me to say. It's just that as a child, I didn't have that word.
But you were.
But I knew it was about being real.
Tell the story.
Which one?
Of the one with the cows. Make it short. It's adorable.
Which story about the cows?
You named the freaking. You named the cows.
I knew who I was when I was very little. This will say a lot. Is that, well, it's not just the cows. We had a, you know, 90 acres of cattle ranch and 20,000 acres of cattle ranch around us. Okay. Obviously, my friends were animals, just saying. And there were a lot of them. So at some point, we had like 90 cats. And I was probably six or so. So I actually did my little clip sheet. I named all the cats. I put the dates down. And then I would bring them milk in the morning before class, before going to school, because I wanted to know, okay, who's here? Is Floppy here? Is Buttons
really
here? I swear
cats.
To God,
I've
this
heard
happened.
That phrase before,
I, yeah, gets cats through a small hole in the fence. I can do it. And you just takes carnation milk. But then I wanted to know if they were on journeys. So all my life, like even as a child, I was like, oh, wow, Flopsy's on a journey somewhere. Uh-oh, he's been gone 3 weeks. Oh, okay, well, Flopsy must be really happy somewhere. Uh-oh. And then my sister, really quick. So my sister's accountability in the family, because she was the oldest. We had so many animals that my dad's like, okay, Marla, your job is to find kittens, put them in a gunny sack and put them out of their, you know, life, drown them. And so she was 12, 13 years older than me. And I was like, oh, so this is even younger. I was four. So I decided for my job was to save the kittens. And I would be a sleuth on that. I didn't know 007, but I had my mission. My mission was to go find kittens and then find them before she could and then move them or hide them until at some point I got in a lot of trouble because there were so many kittens in my bedroom that the whole house became flea infested. And my dad in his cowboy boots walked in because Buck was a cowboy. And he said, Kimber, that's why I'm named after a gun, Kimber. Why are there all these kittens? Like, because I think what has to happen is Marla is becoming a very mean person.
Marla, your sister.
Yeah, and I said it in how a four-year-old would say it, but she was. She was becoming very mean. She hated that job. I said, I just think she would be nicer if I saved the kittens. So I'm saving the kittens. So she didn't have that job anymore. I got her off the hook. I should have gotten some milk and cookies for that situation.
At least a medal.
Come on! I'm a kitten saver.
But that says something about that kind of character as a child. And so so you've gone on to bring that kind of character. So you were saying
everything.
You knew who you were since you were a child.
Yeah.
But you didn't have the word authentic. So
no, right. I didn't have that. I just knew that things really mattered to me, that it didn't seem like, at least in my structure around me, that it mattered really to other people. But for some reason, in my heart, like, it just mattered. Really easy breeze. I remember finding a caterpillar, and he was, you know, squished. And so I got needle and thread and sewed him back together again. So I hopefully that he would become something big in his life. And I thought, this has got to be painful, but I don't know what else to do because I wanted him to be okay. So...
See, now you could have become a surgeon.
I could have done that, or a veterinarian. And I told you, I've helped a lot of
somewhere
animals.
Somewhere there's an interesting butterfly.
There's a butterfly.
Oh my God, we got a snort.
That's a good segue. That's a butterfly with a peg wing. Oh,
okay.
So, yes, that says a lot about me.
Where are you going to be playing
save
next?
Another caterpillar, that's for sure.
So we want people to be able to get a hold of you and learn from you and all the wonderful things
I do think you have like the email on there, right?
We have Kimber Cabell. Kimber is K-I-M-B-E-R. Cabell is K-A-B-E-L-L.com. KimberCabell.com. Mm-hmm. And you can learn all about her there. She's got so many subjects on there. Videos and media products.
I need to update that. The trouble is life happens so fast and there's so many cool things happening that was like a few years ago and now moving through.
And now you're on all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah, improv. And I really want to be... comedy scares me, and yet it's what I do all day long. And I discovered I'm a really good storyteller with the stories that happen in my life. And someone said it to me yesterday. I had a brunch with some dear friends, and he's done so many blockbusters. I mean, he's just humble and crazy, amazing writer. And he's like, well, the difference between someone can't steal your story from you because it's your context. Mm. And so that makes your story and your telling it really unique. Because I guess in Hollywood, they tend to take things from each other. But he said every single time you tell a story, it's so you can see all the elements and you don't have a problem, making fun of yourself, you know, not being perfect. Like, look, there's a lot of stories I've told you where it's just really comical that I even got myself in that situation. That's what makes it fun.
Kind of like this situation.
It's like this. It's like this, which is the name of my book.
It's like this.
Yeah.
If you want to contact her directly, you can email her at Kimber@KimberCabell.com.
Again,
you. Kimber is K-I-M-B-E-R, and Cabell is K-A-B-E-L-L.com. So any last words that you have while we're on the show
don't
this
ever
time
say
together?
Last words.
I know, you're
always,
right.
It always gets me when you do
it
that.
It does? It gets
any
you?
Any last words?
Really?
Yeah,
I've
because I'm not naked
before.
Yet. I'm not naked yet. Yeah. Don't say last words. Well, let's see. No shameless self-promotion. I think what happens is when you see how much fun we have, then people are drawn to that. And I would want to be in that space all the time. And I only occur in conversation. So everything happens real time. And I'm happy to be coaching. I'm happy to be getting back to it. I'm happy to be writing. I'm happy to be serving. Just serving. I want people to have what they want in life. And if I can provide something for that, well, that just, I dig that.
So as a quick reminder, you help build people's careers and help.
And get them out there. And part of it, you know, I spent a lot of time helping people with having successful entrepreneurships. But then I got uber excited because I was on stages and producing events. Like I was telling Dorothy, I have had 5 people on my team and produced an event for 1,000 people. I thought, oh, if you can do that, you can do anything. So I just like putting something extremely where it's the all of the vibration around is everybody is so like, wow, this is the coolest thing ever. And that's why I want to promote you in whatever way I can serve you, because you so need to be out there with everyone. It's just insane.
Let's
you
get
do.
Out there together.
Let's do it together.
And let's get naked together.
Let's get naked together.
This is a good start.
Aw, I love you guys. Let's get naked together. I wish you guys could see that, well, taken off a few garments so far.
Naked selfies on the way.
Spiritual, yes, spiritual strip poker. It's just backwards. You got to put everything off of you.
Okay. No, strip poker is...
Yeah, but in strip poker, you don't want to take things off.
Oh, it's
so when you're, when you're on a spiritual quest, it's like, whoa, get that belief system off of me. I'll never get dated with that.
Felipe didn't know that. He's clearly
you
thrown
know
the
that?
Game before.
No, you wrote that
too. How are you going to get a good date?
You wrote it. Okay.
Okay,
right.
Moving on.
Bridge. Jeez. She just outed me. Like, now I'm single. Everybody knows. You singled me out as single.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that I was single? How am I going to get a good date? Okay. All right. So, KimberCabell.com. Her books are there. Her schedule's there. Her email's there.
I'm not there.
She's not there. She is here. And we're glad she is.
We're glad.
With that, thank you, Kimber, and we'll be right back.
I like this water. I don't know what you put in it, but it's good water.
We'll be right back with. She's been drinking the water. That's it. I have too, obviously. We'll be right back with our musical guest Lorenzo Grassi.
Yay!
And Jasmine Tommaso, all in the Life Changes show. Right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Sometime. Okay, we're back. We just, you know, it's what happens when you have Italians in the studio, and we talk, and we're having a good time, and I love this, and I'm so happy to have to be able to introduce for the first time in our studio Lorenzo Grassi and Jasmine Tommaso. They are jazz singers and recording artists and composers and songwriters. Benvenuti a tutte due.
Grazie.
Prego.
It's good to be here.
It's good to have you both here.
Grazie.
I'm surprised you just didn't leave in the middle of the show after hearing Kimber.
No.
Well, no. We went a couple of times to have espresso, you know. But that was a quick one.
So. I know you're friends of Kimber, and now I see why you are all so close. And I can't wait to join your party.
All right.
So you all now to look at you, I wouldn't have guessed jazz musicians. I mean, you look normal, and but what happened?
Well, because we are wearing our clothes.
Oh, you're wearing your clothes.
We still have to get naked here, but
naked jazz.
Yeah. Naked jazz.
You know, but it's ironically so. The type of music we study and we play is really about being honest. Mm, you know, there's a lot of interplay. There's a lot of there's not a lot where you can hide behind when you're playing this kind of music.
True.
A lot of times it's based on improvisation. It's not based on intensive rehearsing, you know, so it's really you are what you are. And whether it's good or bad, you got to make the best of it.
And where you are when you're playing it, it could be different on one day than another.
Absolutely.
And something different is going to come out, right?
Yeah, and you have to go with that too, because if you start fighting yourself or being overly, excessively, you know, like perfectionist, you know, a lot of it has to do with dealing with your imperfections, accepting them, you know, and turning them into your muscle, your strength.
What a great analogy for life, and especially this particular show. So, absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing about jazz is that one would think that you can't tell that somebody is making a mistake, quote unquote, but technically there is no such thing.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the real philosophy, you know, and just to deal with this concept is complicated because we are taught that mistakes exist. Right. And they are, you know, penalizing you, you know. But then again, the real art is to make everything, sustainable, you know, essentially.
The mistake seems to be when you lose your authenticity. So going back to getting naked, mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, right? Absolutely.
As when I played saxophone, so when you would know when an artist stepped out of that flow. Right,
yeah.
Being connected to their music. That's not really a mistake, but it is. You can feel it, energetic, kind of a disconnect.
Absolutely, and it can become a mistake the moment you judge it, the moment you call it a mistake. Then what happens is you kick yourself about it, you lose the focus, you lose the stream of thought that you're writing, and everything becomes more complicated.
Mm. You leave that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, too, as we're describing this, as you're describing this so beautifully, is the audience knows, whether they know exactly what's happening or not, they get a sense mm-hmm. of whether the musician is going with his...
Absolutely.
And you hear, like, in certain performances, like, people are like, woo! You know, they are applauding because they're like, go! Whatever, kind of like
hands
Kimber was
air.
Doing, yay! Yeah, hands in the air, like, yay! Yeah. Right? So that's got to be, that's like in the zone kind of thing, right?
Absolutely.
It's tuned in.
It's energy, you know? And that's the real, like, if we would not talk, if we would not use words mm-hmm. and just feed off each other's energy, that's complete honesty. That's mm-hmm. complete mm-hmm. nudity mm-hmm. in a way, you know? Words mm-hmm. help you disguise stuff. You know,
absolutely
interesting.
Mm-hmm. Goes interesting, back to what Kimber was saying about the social media.
Way.
It's similar, in the same.
In an ideal world, if we're all, you know, counting on telepathy and vibing each other, there wouldn't be any lies. There wouldn't be any deception. Everything would be completely straight up honest because you are what you feel, and that's it. You know, and
I love it. You know what I
nakedness.
Feel? I feel like music. What are we gonna hear first?
Well, I wanted to just specify one thing. We are jazz musicians, and that's what we do for a living, and that's what we practice when we do our workouts and studies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But we just lately started putting together a project, which is called Some People Question Reality.
Oh.
And it's all about, you know, in a way, what we've been discussing, and furthermore.
Talked about today on the show, actually, so it's perfect.
Yeah, and what we decided was to... engage into an aesthetics of music that is not some crazy, intricate, jazz-based, complex harmony and a lot of notes. But what we were trying to do is to bring the authenticity of music into a pop, more, you know, commercially-ish environment. And we're trying to make this experiment, you know, in trying to...
just be authentic, really.
Yeah, combine, you know... Our experience in playing jazz and everything and just putting it together into a different product, but that always has jazz because that's all we do. We really, you know, roll with this philosophy. So, you know.
Well, I love it. Something new, something that nobody's ever heard.
Naked.
Right here, we're getting naked with
together.
Now, so is the first piece called "Some People Question Reality" or no?
No, the first tune that we're gonna do is entitled "Let's Dance."
Let's dance. Mm-hmm. Well, I propose "Let's Dance Naked." Okay.
That was implied.
Okay, here's Lorenzo Grassi and Jasmine Tommaso on the Life Changes Show singing "Let's Dance."
Take a break, stay awake, forget your mistakes, and find a new way to spend your day, maybe stay. Are you down for a change, or do you have to go? Could you improvise, just drop by, fantasize? Catch this wave, forget the word behave, this is your life. Let's dance like the ocean, symphony X explosion. Let's dance like the fire, flames burning with desire. Let's dance like the ocean, symphony X explosion. Let's love like the fire, flames burning up with desire. Forget today's date, embrace this state, and ask yourself why. You have lost what you have found. Was it even worth a try, or will you turn around? Revolutionize, now's the time. Cut your ties, catch this wave, forget the word behave, this is your life. Let's dance like the ocean, symphony S explosion. Let's dance like the fire, flames burning with desire. Let's dance like the ocean, symphony S explosion. Let's love like the fire, flames burning up with desire. Sing this song and dream along, 'cause you have never been here. It's time to face it, let loose and break away. Let's dance like the ocean, symphony S explosion. Let's dance like the fire, flames burning with desire. Let's dance like the ocean, symphony S explosion. Let's dance like the fire, flames burning up with desire. With desire. With desire. With desire.
Yes. I'm going to do a Kimber and say yes.
That's it.
Yeah. And then be quiet for 5 minutes because I have nothing else to say except yes. No, actually, I'm going to say Lorenzo Grassi and Jasmine Tommaso. What a pleasure. Lorenzo Grassi, I'll spell that for you, because lorenzograssi.com is where you can learn more about Lorenzo specifically. Lorenzo is is Lorenzo Grassi.com. Lorenzo Grassi.com. And Jasmine Tommaso is just like it sounds. Jasmine, Jasmine, Tommaso, T-O. Actually, people probably don't say it that way, right? Mm-mm. They say Tommaso?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Jasmine Tommaso.
Oh, no, that's great. I love the way you say it.
So Tommaso is T-O-M-M-A-S-O.com. Okay. Are there CDs available?
Yeah, yes. We have a lot of stuff out there. Not of the things we played or we just played.
Right, this is new. This is exciting.
We just finished actually mixing and mastering 5 of these tracks, but we didn't publish them yet.
So that's coming. That's coming. Yes. That's exciting. Okay, but in the meantime, if they went to either of those websites, lots of stuff available.
Lots of stuff available.
And if you don't remember how to spell those or you miss one or the other, you can always go to lifechangesnetwork.com or lifechangesshow.com and you'll see them right there prominently displayed on the show with Kimber Cabell. Now, I want to know which one of the two of you wrote this line, "Forget the word behave, this is your life."
That was me.
That was you. Awesome. Actually, there were several great lines in there, but that's awesome. I like it. I like it a lot. And speaking of you, now your father's a famous bassist, is he?
Yeah, correct.
In Italy.
Giovanni Tommaso. Yes. Absolutely. He was actually just here and I had the most wonderful time with him. We actually got to play a lot together around town. So
wonderful.
It was a really special time. Yeah.
You know, I'm a singer, and I used to hear the jokes of they're the musicians and then there's the singer, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, who's supposedly not, right? Yes, we've heard
live
that.
Live with
now.
That.
Yes, but the first thing I thought of was that phrase when I heard you sing, because it's like, don't anybody tell me this is not a musician when I heard you sing the first time on YouTube. So. Yes, you, especially with the jazz stuff, I mean, that's a musician.
Well, it's what you make of it. And I think it's our responsibility. I mean, we are musicians. We are, as singers, we are musicians. It's our voices, our instrument. And so it's our duty and our responsibility to really step up to the plate, because we all know what it's like to be there and feel that, but we can show to them and that we count.
Awesome. Another thing I noticed actually about the both of you, I have to ask you, you're both from Italy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But you don't have Italian accents at all. What's up with that?
Well, I was very lucky. My mom is American, so I was raised speaking both languages.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Lorenzo here is the one that is just...
Yeah, strangely so, my Italian accent comes out only when I get pulled over. You know? It's magical. It's magical.
Well, you just gave it away to the world now. All the police... how do you say? Officers listening. know it now. Okay. So what... And do you have a website together yet? We're working on that. All right. Well, you'll just have to come back when you do.
Okay.
So what are we going to hear next?
This next song is actually the very first song that started this whole project. It's entitled Son of the Stars. And it's, one of our favorite songs of all time now.
Not Son of a Star, but
no, Son of the Stars.
Son of the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like it already. All right. Well, here's Son. Well, actually, there's no name for the two of you together yet, right? We just the two names?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the project is Some People Question Reality. But
which is SPQR.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, like Sono.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, I just realized what I was about to say. That's funny. Okay. I'll let you all in after we're off the air. Okay. So SPQR. I love it. Okay. So can we say that? Can we just put it out there?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's SPQR singing Son of the Stars on the Life Changes Show.
Speed, oh speed, keep me from dying. We are everywhere at once, and at once we are nowhere. Son of the stars, shut my eyes open. Son of the stars, shut my eyes open. Hush, hush, my sweet little one. Can't you see it's just begun? We are everywhere at once, and at once we are nowhere. Son of the stars, shut my eyes. Son of the stars, shut my eyes open. We are everywhere at once, and at once we are nowhere. Son of the stars, shut my eyes.
More naked than this.
Yeah. Wow.
I have to get an x-ray.
I'd be a skeleton.
Bravo.
Man, whoa. You too.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
This
thank
is you. Amazing stuff. SPQR. Mm. Lorenzo Grassi.
Yeah, if that's an experiment. Yeah, it's a big success. Yeah.
Thank you.
Lorenzo Grassi and Jasmine Tommaso. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you.
Such an honor to be here.
This is officially my favorite show so far.
Aww.
Of all the 300 and something we've done. And I've loved them all, actually. Well, except one or two. But this is officially my favorite. And so thank you all for making it so for all of us. This was great. So thank you, Lorenzo Grassi, Jasmine Tommaso, and Kimber Cabell.
Thank you
so much. Big thank you goes out to our engineer here in the studio, at Studio NoHo, Brent Hahn, for making us all sound so good. And to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Legere, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, we're here to remind you, as your life changes, as ours just did,
yes,
we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
Ciao.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.